It's time for the Open Tomb Ministries broadcast. Open Tomb Ministries, the family church at 5655 Temecuana Road. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Worship service at 10:30. Tuesday night Bible study at 7. Here's Bishop Strobridge with today's message.
To conquer the thoughts, that's not God's thinking. You got to bind it up. And where the thoughts that the enemy put in your mind freezes you and makes you a prisoner, now you're going to take the thoughts he put there and you're going to make him a prisoner through the fact that his weapons was formed, but they didn't prosper, because I know how to work my shield, baby. I know how to work it. If you hit me in my marriage, I know how to move my shield over there. If you hit me on my finances, I know how to move my shield over there. If you hit me with my children, I know how to move my shield over there. The thing about it, my shield ain't got the intelligence to move itself, but boy, that joke will go wherever I put it. Right. It'll go wherever I put it. Watch this now. My faith don't know where to go for me, but it'll go wherever I tell it to go. Right. Now, with that being the case, we're wrapping it up now. A kingdom soldier's tactics and form of defense to subdue the enemy is this. Always remember that the faith you have is a weapon, Tremaine, of defense. You know football. It is a weapon of defense. You use it when somebody coming for you and you render them powerless. Oh, God. Watch this. This is the first thing I want you to understand now. Know and understand that Satan's plan of attack. This is what you got to do. Now watch this. You have to first identify his weapons. You have to neutralize them and place them under God's authority. So if I'm going to identify with his weapons, I got to know that one of his greatest weapons is fear. So I got to neutralize fear, man. And I neutralize fear with faith. That's how I neutralize it. See, fear is that thought, that stronghold on your mind that you need to bound up and take into captivity. You need to bound it up, take it into captivity. So in other words, Satan comes and the first thing he fires at me is his weapon of fear. And the first thing I'm going to do to let him know, hey, I'm getting ready to neutralize this thing, I'm going to tell him, Satan, prove it. I don't believe you, Satan. You're a liar. You got to prove to me everything you said, and I'm standing here. Guess what? You said I won't get that job, but guess what? I'm going to take an Uber right over there. I'm getting ready to take a Uber over there. You said my marriage wouldn't work, but guess what? I'm getting ready to grab my wife and we're going straight to this counselor. As a matter of fact, you said my children will fail. Watch this. I'm going to keep ministering to them. I'm going to keep ministering to them. And when they get to that breaking point to where they're getting ready to be successful, I'm going to invite you in and show me that you're going to do what you threatened me to do. Fear. Say it with me. Fear.
Fear.
Is only.
Threats.
And threats make reality look larger than what they are. A threat can never deliver on its promise when it comes from Satan. But you better believe the threats of God. This is very important, this next one. It's very important as soldiers. Be sure and display no signs whatsoever of fear and doubt when challenged by the enemy, because he will use it to his advantage. Are you listening to me? You cannot show fear, because when you show fear, whatever you were hoping for, it goes right out the window. Peter showed fear in what he was able to do, and that was walking on the water. And the moment he doubted, his ability to stand on water went away. You cannot show the enemy that you are afraid. You cannot. You know something? Somebody asked me one day. They say, you know, why is it that the man who always stays behind and never runs in the face of trouble, why is it that he's always the one who they say have the most courage? I told him, I said, well, what if that man is just the only one who's too afraid to run? What if he stayed behind because he was frozen by fear and he couldn't run? So he can't show any fear, because the enemy, when he shows you fear, he neutralizes you and he paralyzes you. He polarizes you. He personalizes you. And when he does that, game is over. Remember that your shield is your most powerful form of defense, and the sword is your next greatest weapon. The sword is the word of God. When I forget to quote the scriptures, all I got to do is have faith in the one who wrote them. That's all I got to do. Have faith. Know that the enemy is trying to take your victory so that he can feel victorious within himself. You are not fighting to get victory, Tremaine. You're fighting to maintain your victory. That is what the enemy's after. So you would ask me, Bishop, you say, Bishop, at the end of the day, what is it you're telling us? What I am telling you is that you need to be a fearless defender. That's what I'm telling you. You ain't got time to be scared. Too busy fighting. Be a fearless defender. Close your Bibles. If you have them open, close your Bibles. I'm going to give you two scriptures, and then I'm going to get right out of your way. I'm going to give you two scriptures, and I'm going to get right out of your way. Watch this. Look at what it says in Psalms 56, 3 through 4. What time am I afraid? In other words, let me paraphrase that for you. The psalmist is saying, when have you ever known me to be afraid? When you ever known me to be afraid? Watch this. He said, I'm not afraid because guess what? I trust God. You ain't never seen me afraid. David was a fearless defender. Paul was a fearless defender. And then Paul comes and say, you have to be able to effectively defend the gospel. And you cannot do it with fear in your heart. Lives are on the line. Your soul is on the line. Your whole regiment is on the line. Stand up, soldier, and fight the enemy back in your mind. Don't be carried away when there is no discipline in your life. You live a loose life. Control who you are. The enemy wants to get you out of control. Watch this. If I'm out of control, it only means I don't have the control. But I am being controlled by something. He says, in God will I praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what the flesh can do unto me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, one would say, why would David say, I won't fear what the flesh can do to me? Because he said, I didn't see him physically. But from afar off, I saw a man nailed to a cross. From afar off, I saw a general, I saw a soldier wounded and beaten and hung on a stake out in the sun. And he fought with his dying breath. They took him down and they buried him. And 3 days later, he defied the power of death. He came out of the grave. So I won't fear dying to this body, because my general came out so that I too can come out just as he was raised. On that resurrection day, Paul says, I look forward to that day of glory. As he came out, I'll come out. So the gift is, I do not fear death because Christ took its sting away from it. Can somebody say with me, I'm coming out? It don't matter how this old body may ache. It doesn't matter what the enemy may say. I'm coming out. No matter how much the enemy tell me what I am not, I know that Christ came to take away my past. And so I am now everything that Christ say that I am. The enemy, he lied to me from the beginning. And I almost believed him. But I'm going to tell you, I learned about the truth through a man named Jesus Christ. When the world gave up on me, when the government shot me out on the curb, and the garbage man came by to pick me up, Jesus ran up there and said, hold on. I'm going to take this messed up life and I'm going to turn it into something precious. I'm going to turn it into something valuable. I'm going to turn every bad mistake you ever made into valuable assets. Leave this one on the curb. I got plans for this one.
I knew this one before it started messing up. I knew this one before it was in the womb of its mother. And I ordained this one to come into this world to make my power and make my glory known to the world. I'm going to pick him up. And he picked me up off the curb when the world didn't want me no more. People walked out on me because they wasn't supposed to be there. They weren't connected to my destiny. They couldn't elevate or edify my purpose. And God walked them out. Sometimes you need to rejoice to see the backside of people. Are you listening to me? Sometimes, oh, you need to be glad. Look at them. Because here's the thing. God says they went out from you because they were not with you. And if they were with you, they would have continued with you. And because they weren't with you, I let them walk out. So there are some people you need to rejoice when you see them walking in. And then there are some you need to clap your hands on when you see them walking out. Are you listening to me? Because everybody got something and somebody in their life that they want to walk on out. And when they walk out, sayonara, see you later. Because the Bible says that God closes the door, but he opens another one. And I am so glad that my haters, oh, glory, walked on out. You ever had somebody in your life like Abraham and Lot? Lot didn't want Abraham to be blessed. And if he was blessed, he just wanted to rob him of his blessing. Oh, glory. The reason why it's so hard for some of you to come up is because you got some junk people connected to you. And they're holding you down. And you can't get off the ground because you're trying to hold on to something that was never supposed to be a part of your purpose in the first place. Are you listening to me? So what I'm going to do for Christmas, all those who walked out on me, I'm going to send them a card in the mail. And I'm going to tell them I'm sorry. Come on, get a witness, Jazz. I'm sorry you tried to break me, but you couldn't. I'm sorry you tried to slow me down, but you couldn't. I'm sorry you tried to do everything you could to damage me. And I'm sorry that you weren't successful. But you not being successful, it didn't have anything to do with me, but everything to do with the one who made me and sent me here for his glory and sent me here for his purpose. I am not moving for me. I am moving for the Lord. It is not my purpose, but his purpose. It is not my destiny, but his destiny. I am moving with the Lord. And it was good to know you while I knew you. But I got a new dance and I got a new song. And I'm going to dance and sing my way all the way into paradise. You got to know that you know that you know. You got to know it. After these things, the word of the Lord came into Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am your shield and thy exceedingly great reward. I overcome with my shield because my shield is God Almighty. Are you listening to me? He is my faith. He is my salvation. And he is my strength. Can I get a witness, somebody? He is my strength.
Listen again next Sunday at 8 p.m. as the message continues from Bishop Stobridge at Open Tomb Ministries, the Family Church at 5655 Timaquana Road, Sunday school at 9:30, worship service at 10:30, Tuesday night Bible study at 7, Bishop Strobridge's books, The Mystery of Creation and the Discovery of Self, and The Fulfillment of Purpose, are available at the church and Amazon.com.